Hey, Startup Hustle listeners, before we get into today's episode, I've got some exciting news to share. If you've enjoyed the insights and stories here at Startup Hustle, you're going to love what we have in store at our brand new podcast called Product Driven. I've always described myself as a product guy first, entrepreneur, software engineer, but really a product guy. I love building products. Many people struggle, though, with how to take a product idea and build a tech product, while software engineers struggle to understand the business side of things and they just don't see the big picture. My new podcast, Product Driven, is about that gap between business and the tech side of building software. It's designed for startup founders, tech leaders, software engineers, and anyone who loves tech and startups. Thank you for being part of this community. Enjoy this episode of Startup Hustle, and please subscribe to Product Driven in your podcast app, and you can also check it out on YouTube. Thank you so much.
And we're back for another episode of Startup Hustle, a podcast for entrepreneurs by entrepreneurs. If you want to start, own, or build a business, then you're in the right place. We bring you the real truth about what it's like to take something from concept to launch. From growth, innovation, experience, failing, or winning big, we've got you covered. So let's get down to business with another episode of Startup Hustle, brought to you by Fullscale.io.
And we are back. Thank you for joining us for yet another episode of the Startup Hustle podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Conaway, founder and CEO of Innovate Her KC. And I do have to tell you, we have a very, very awesome sponsor today. Today's episode of Startup Hustle is sponsored by Gusto, who I'm sure you've probably heard of. Gusto is a modern solution for modern HR problems. It's a one-stop shop platform, whether you are looking for talent management, payroll, onboarding. Gusto's HR platform has it all. It's going to allow you to be smarter than your competitors, which we know is super, super important. And perhaps most excitingly, with Gusto, through Startup Hustle, you can enjoy a three-month subscription for free right now. Sign up at gusto.com/startuphustle. Again, that is gusto.com/startuphustle. So today, I'm going to take you all on a little journey, listeners. I'm very excited to introduce our guest, but some of you have maybe seen this meme that periodically goes around. I've seen it multiple times. If you're on social media, it kind of pops up. And it talks about the fact that as human beings and as women and as individuals, we celebrate milestones with people. We celebrate weddings. We celebrate, when people buy a home with housewarmings. We have all of these events that are designed to celebrate major milestones. But how cool would it be if we had an event like a shower, a baby shower, but for business? And that is such an interesting, compelling concept because you don't see that. Well, today's guest is starting to revolutionize that idea and is starting to actually do the thing. And I find that so exciting. Today, we have Emily Wozlock, founder and CEO of Shine Registry. And Shine it's a technology kind of crowdfunding platform that allows people to request things for their business. And it allows us to support entrepreneurs. And it does all of this cool stuff. And Emily, I got to tell you, I am psyched to have you on the show to talk about this.
Thank you. I'm psyched to be here.
So talk to us. Actually, you know what? I'm going to ask a different question than the one that I usually ask, because I really, really, really want to hear about Shine Registry. So tell us where you got the idea, how you got started, but definitely tell us what Shine Registry does.
Yeah, sure. So Shine Registry is a platform for founders and small business owners to ask for the things that they need in the style of a wedding registry. And so the same way that you can ask for a gravy boat when you are getting married, you should be able to ask for all the stuff that you need when you're starting a company, whether that is a strategic network connection, or a piece of equipment, or your monthly web hosting fees. Folks are creating registries on our site and asking for all those things and receiving them from their community of friends and family. And so this all started a few years ago when a friend of mine was getting married and another friend was starting a business at the same time. And for the friend who was getting married, it was very obvious what me and our little friend group was going to do. We did the bridal shower, we did the bachelorette party, we did all the brunches, all the things, and had so much fun doing it. But for my friend who was starting a company, we had no idea how to gather to support and celebrate her and show her that we cared about her and the success of her company. And in turn, she also didn't really have a way of asking us to support or celebrate what she was doing. And so that planted the seed of the idea and led to the very first versions of Shine Artistry, which were truly just like a bunch of Google Docs that I duct taped together to start sharing around. But it's really grown since then to be something that folks are leveraging while they're hosting business showers and while they're reaching new milestones in their business or just celebrating resiliency. And so it's been a lot of fun, and I'm happy to talk about it more.
Yeah. Well, and I love that inspiration story, because when you think about it, like, it is super easy to support your friend when they're getting married. Like, there's this very clear list of things that you can do that are like societally expected. There's this very clear list of things that you can buy to help them start their household. But what you're doing is really unique. In that, like, how can we make it as easy as possible to support our friends who are starting businesses? It's really hard. Entrepreneurs at home, you know it. It is so hard to start a business. And you often need so much support. You know, often the support that you need is well outside your area of expertise. You know, if you're creating a product, you can be a great product manager, but that doesn't mean you understand marketing. That doesn't mean that you're great at accounting. And so being able to reach out and say, this is a very finite piece of support that I will need in order to start my business, and allowing people the opportunity to connect and to offer that up is so key. So how have you know, you're a relatively new startup, right? How long have you been operating?
We just launched the newest version of the site this past year. The duct tape version was 2018, 2019.
Yeah. So. I was talking about like all of the Google Sheets. I'm just like, oh yeah, I know that story.
Yeah.
So how's it going? Talk to
it's
us
going,
about, yeah.
Yeah. It's going well. I mean, to your point, I think that what we know is that like this muscle memory for supporting people and showing up for people, it exists, right? Like,
yeah,
people have the traditions and they have the tools. And so a lot of what we're doing is just reintroducing some new language to that tradition and offering a recognition that, you know, people will have different milestones that they want to celebrate. And some of those are personal, yeah, and some of those are professional. And this is the toolkit for folks who are specifically bringing new ideas into the world, by way of new businesses or new organizations and new ideas, in that sense. And so it's been really exciting. We have close to, as of today's recording, we have close to 500 registries that are on the site, and it's representative of a very wide range of types of entrepreneurship and types of asks that are associated with that. And so it's very common to see folks asking for these network connections that you kind of alluded to. We also have a registry up that's for the first craft beer maker in Rwanda, and they're asking for folks to help contribute to them buying materials for them to make their beer. Yeah. And it's just been so fun to see and keep it and frankly to keep it really open ended on Shine Artistry to see who's going to use this and what for, because we're constantly surprised by that and delighted, yeah, as well.
Well, and I love that you are keeping things open and allowing people to kind of signal to you, this is what we need, rather than being so prescriptive in it. Like, it's not like a gravy boat, you know. Businesses are complicated and they all require different things. I want to talk about, you know, supporting business, and I like talk about some of the larger themes that you bring to the table with Shine Registry. But the first thing I want to ask is, let's talk about the user experience. Let's get really tactical. So I am someone who, I have an idea for a business, and, you know, I'm reaching out to people, and I need a website, and I need, you know, business cards, and I need a tech platform, like all of these things. So walk me through, walk me through that. Like, as I am this person with this great idea, what does Shine Registry look like as on the user end?
Yeah, I guess from the user perspective, you're coming onto our site, you're creating a profile. One of the things that we include in our toolkit is a list of examples of folks who are already on Shine Registry and what other folks are asking for and what they're receiving. And so that, I think, helps ground people in the experience a little bit and understanding like what the universe of possibility might be, and also kind of gives some scaffolding to the experience where folks can sort of figure out like, if this is the same business type or if this is the same milestone that I'm trying to reach, then that kind of like creates a little bit of perspective of how do I figure out what to ask for? How do I even just start to figure out what I need and then work from there to figure out what I want to ask for to create the space for that. And so, I think that it's a little bit different depending on who is creating the profile, but you know, once you're set up, that is the space that you then have to use for call to action to your larger community to support you in different ways. And from there, you have the opportunity to see who do you know in your network who is showing up and supporting you and who might be surprising you, who you weren't, who you didn't think would show up, but is.
Yeah. Well, so you mentioned the brewery in Rwanda, which I'm so intrigued by that concept because I'm like, man, think about all the stuff that you need, like all of the equipment. And I mean, hell, you need things like hops and, you know, all of that stuff. Like that's so intriguing to me. But tell us about a significant success story. I want to give you the chance to brag on yourself a little bit. So tell us about an entrepreneur who really, really benefited from working the Shine Registry system.
Yeah, I mean, there are a couple that come to mind, but one of my favorite stories is Bonnie Munoz, who's from Lawrence, Massachusetts. And she's the founder of Uwanda, which is they do wellness retreats. Before the pandemic, they were organizing regular trips to the Dominican Republic. She raised a little over 12 grand in under 48 hours by hosting a business shower and leveraging her Shine Registry profile. It was incredible. It was, I mean, because that's not anything to sneeze at, you know, especially from your friends and family in like a relatively short period of time. So I really admire like how laser focused she was on and how open she was with sharing her story with her friends and family and saying, you know, this is what we've built. These are the challenges that we're coming up against. I mean, she was a travel company that was building out during the pandemic. So you can imagine like the uncertainty so and all the pivots. Yeah, but sharing that story and creating the space to not just share that story, but to also be very specific to her friends and family of saying, like, these are the things that I'm now looking for that will help contribute to like us being able to continue and us being able to continue building. I think really made a huge difference in how people could then see themselves as like a part of her story and a part of her individual success as well. And I think we're in a really interesting time now where small businesses and by extension the folks who are starting them or owning them are seen more and more as a public good and more and more emphasis and urgency on supporting these folks. And so, you know, it's a really exciting time to be doing this and a really exciting time to be like creating more space for folks to show up in different ways.
Yeah, I love that. So here in Kansas City, we have something called the We Create Report. It's put out by an organization called KC SourceLink. And one of the most interesting statistics to come out of that report year after year, something like, I can't remember, but like 16,000 net new jobs come through small business opening, entrepreneurs founding startups. And it's a really, really significant economic driver. And I think that there's this kind of budding realization that by supporting small business, you know, it's really great to bring in huge businesses and offer all of the TIFs and grants and incentives to get large business here, but we could actually be transformational in our communities by supporting small business as well and giving them the funds and the resources that they need in order to hire people, you know, and put that money back into the economy. And so I definitely think that you have started Shine Registry at a really, really appropriate time. where that dawning realization is there that, hey, a small business is economically significant. And so I do want to ask you this, because one of the things that I find most intriguing about Shine, and I want to get your beat on it a little bit. So you mentioned, you know, an entrepreneur who used it for crowdfunding purposes. Like, how can I do my friends and family round and raise funds? And that's fantastic. But one of the things that I thought was super cool when I was kind of looking over your website was the fact that you are also offering in-kind options. So like, hey, if you're looking for someone to design your business cards, like that is a service that I can offer you rather than just like, here's some money. And I dig that. But I have to ask, like, how responsive have you seen providers be to that particular facet or component of your service offerings?
That was something back when we were just a bunch of Google Docs. Like, that was also like the first question that we had in mind of, will this actually work? Like, will people find that engaging? Will that, because our assumption very early on was that should be a part of your engagement pipeline alongside making the monetary asks, because there are so many small things that people can do that don't cost them any money, but will bring them into and truly like have an additive impact into what you're building, you know, whether or not that happens at scale or whatever it is. One of the things that was really exciting when we were just a bunch of Google Docs is like, that is where we saw a lot of activity. One of our earliest users was able to get pro bono development support for what she was building. And this was before she was raising VC funding. She went on to raise $2 million. And so now she can afford to hire people on. But when she was just getting started, she had a mission-driven company that really resonated with someone who found her through Shine Registry and wanted to be a part of that and build a relationship with her. And so I think really what's core to all of this is that it's so rare for folks to get the things that they don't ask for. And so you might as well ask. So even if it feels like there's a low probability of receiving it, you have a much lower probability of receiving it if you don't ask for it in the first place.
Sure.
You know? And so, I mean, that has become like a driving mantra in a lot of ways for the way that we think about this. And so in some ways, even if it does feel like a long shot or unreasonable, is it more unreasonable to just not ask for it and still need it? I don't think so.
Well, and what's the saying? Like, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. And I live by that doctrine for sure. Like, sometimes I'm sure that I ask for crazy things, but I'm like, might as well ask. Like, I'm probably not going to offend anybody for asking for this. And, you know, if I don't get it, nothing, no skin off my nose. But if I do, I win. So I definitely appreciate that. Another thing that I kind of appreciate about it is, like, often I feel like people have a really difficult time doing the sell and doing the close. Like, it feels uncomfortable to say, this is something that I need, please give it to me. But with Shine Registry, you're almost offering a more passive way to ask, like, hey, here's a list of things that I need. If you are able to, you know, if you're able to satisfy it, that would be fantastic. But it's not somebody like calling you on the phone, hat in hand, like, can you please help me? It's an opportunity to put what you need out there while not having to be, you know, aggressive in your tactics, while not having to, you know, face that rejection, that potential rejection, you know, firsthand. And so I really like that, because you've brought a community of people who are actively looking to find opportunities to help, and you've put an opportunity in front of them, but you've also given the business owner a little bit of an out, really. Like, you know, I'm just going to leave this here, and if you pick it up, great.
Interesting. Like,
Yeah,
that's interesting. I think that that just becomes like a stylistic choice in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
For folks, I definitely think, like, again, like having the call to action like present and like existing in the public is a good step. I don't know. And maybe that's where the events come in. Maybe that's where business showers come in. It's like the more aggressive,
well,
or not aggressive, but the more forward facing and action oriented way of sharing your register.
The fact is, like, so like with Innovator, like one of the phrases that I use often is the system works if you work it. And so like, I definitely understand that like the folks who are actively promoting their registry, putting it out there, you know, like the entrepreneur who raised $12,000, like I'm sure she just didn't just sit on it, like share the link once and call it a day. So, so I mean, I understand that for sure. Like, I would imagine that the most successful campaigns and the most successful registries are those where the founder is taking an active hand with it. But that being said, like if that's not your journey and that's not your comfort zone, you have created a very, I keep saying passive, and I don't really like the word passive, but I can't think of another word for it.
Friendly. I think what we're going for, less than passive and definitely not as aggressive. Like, I think because we are so community oriented and we think so much about community care and are very forward about that. I think where we see ourselves falling is much more of like, this is a friendly ask. It's an ask amongst friends, and it's an ask to like build and strengthen friendships, right? Which isn't always associated with like the very aggressive call to action or even like an aggressive pitch in some ways. But like the same way that I think that a lot of the traditions that we have around these personal milestone events, like they do bring your friendships closer. And I think that, you know, we are an extension of that in the sense that like we do also strengthen relationships for folks in a lot of ways because there's this new pathway for support and celebration. I mean, I also often joke that like one of the reasons that I started Chain Industry was just so that there we would have more excuses to throw more parties. And like that remains very true in a lot of ways. Like as much as we're building this to close resource gaps for entrepreneurs, we're also doing it to really celebrate folks who are doing the thing, right? And who are doing the thing that's really, really hard and often very lonely. And we're creating more pathways for folks to kind of be a part of that story and to do it as a community.
Yeah. Well, and so we're going to explore community care here in just a minute. And I have a couple of other questions for you. But really quick, I do want to mention that today's episode of Startup Hustle is sponsored by Gusto. If you are tired of long hours because of payroll, I can't tell you how much time I wasted on like HR backend management over the course of my career because like, it was just so much. There's so much. Gusto is here to help you save time. They have all of these automated processes. This is a tool that is built to make your life easier. You can file taxes. You can manage payroll. You can support onboarding, all of that good stuff. So we're going to ask you, hey, Startup Hustle listeners, give it a shot. This is a low stakes, low risk, high reward kind of situation because if you register at gusto.com/startup hustle, they're going to give you 3 months free, a 3 month subscription for no dollars. So definitely check it out, gusto.com/startup hustle, and tell us tell them that we sent you. So we are here with Emily Wazlak of Shine Registry, and we're talking about business showers, but really what we're talking about is community around business and entrepreneurship. And so I'm going to ask you, what is community care, Emily? You mentioned that as a concept, and I am super intrigued.
Yeah, I mean, I think community care can look like a lot of different things. And at its core, it's the way that your community can show you care and the way that you can be a part of a larger community that is also showing other individuals care or care to reciprocal care to your community as well. And so it is a term that is used in a lot of different contexts, and a lot of mutual aid networks have really done a lot in building up the popularity of the term as well. And I truly believe that it is, in all the ways that self-care has become very popular, like this needs to be as much of a part of the conversation. Especially coming out of a pandemic where a lot of us have been so isolated really removed from a lot of the community, institutional community support that we might have received otherwise over the past few years. That this is now the thing that like is more and more at the forefront. And so on Shine Registry, that really looks like the way that your community can show up to support you as you're bringing a new idea into the world. But in larger contexts, it can also look like the ways that communities can offer support during a difficult time. And so, cooking meals for people, or community meal chains is like maybe a good example of like other ways that folks have used community care in other contexts. And like wearing a mask, I think, would also fall into community care in some ways by stopping community spread.
Yeah. Well, and I find that concept fascinating. And like, here's something that I have noticed. So in times of trouble or in times of opportunity, and that could be like, maybe you're sick or maybe you've experienced a death in the family, but in instances where you need additional support, often people will come to you and they'll be like, let me know if I can do anything. Let me know how I can help. And these are very like general statements. And so often, like, as the recipient of those statements, like, I don't always know how to respond, you know, like, I don't know what's an imposition. I don't know, you know, and I've also been in the opposite side of things where I'm like, hey, if you're sick, you know, let me know how to help you. But what I have found is that if you get really tactical around community care, like if I say to you, hey, you're sick, I can drop by some homemade chicken soup, or if you want, I can watch your kids for a couple hours. Let me know if you'd like either of those things. Or, you know, if there is, again, like if there's like a death in the family or something like that, and you're just like, hey, you know, I'd really appreciate it if you could do X to support making my life easier. Like, it is so much more productive when you get really specific with what your needs are. Because those open-ended asks, like, hey, friends, I'd really like for you to support my business, that doesn't mean very much to either the designated recipient or like the asker or the askee, right? And so I love the fact that Shine is getting very directive with that help, because I think that people often want to help so badly, but they don't know where to start, right? And so you're providing them with a roadmap. Like, this is exactly what it will take to assist me in launching my business or keeping my business going.
Yeah, which is just the same as like any other gift registry, right? Like, in some ways, like, we're taking concepts that already exist, we're taking best practices that already exist, and we're just applying it in a new way, right? And so like the same way that, you know, I think everyone's had the experience of receiving a gift that maybe they weren't super excited about, but you know, when
which
someone's
is okay, you don't look at gifts,
which is fine, which is fine,
you know, but how much cool if somebody opened your present and you were like, oh man, I fucking love this.
But it's like, exactly. I mean, it's the same reason that folks will put together a gift registry when they are getting married or having a baby, because they want folks to know what they have and what they don't have. And, you know, this is really similar. And I think even more so, because not everyone is familiar with what the experience of starting a company is. Not everyone is familiar maybe with the specific type of business that someone has, but they still want to show that support. They still want to like build on that connection and build on that sense of friendship or that sense of connect of whatever relationship they might have with that person, or even just the fact that they want to support the idea, the region, the association with whatever association that they might have with the idea. All those things matter. And so creating the roadmap. Yeah.
Yeah.
We hope to be helpful in that way.
Tell me this, what has the community response been like?
I think it's been good. Yeah, we have a little over, we have close to 500 registries that are currently on the site right now. And I think we've passed 3,000 fulfillments that have happened of different actions taken to support people on Shine Registry. At least at the time of this recording, hopefully we're much, much further along by the time it's released. And hopefully everyone who's listening to this can also contribute to that as well. And so I hope the response to this podcast is good too. This is your official call to action to get on shineindustry.com.
Sometimes I forget that we are audio only, because I can see Emily right now, folks, but I definitely just gave like a double thumbs up. And then I was like, they can't see me at home. So I'm giving a double thumbs up and a heavy, heavy vouch to Shine Registry, to the folks playing at home. Well, so I love that. So let me ask you this. What does the future look like for Shine Registry? Like, what are you rolling out? What are the thoughts on ways forward?
Yeah, I mean, we've learned so much already, starting with what worked and what didn't work with those Google Docs, and now, you know, the ways that people are using our site. And so we're working on a lot of improvements to different ways that folks can ask and track things that are being fulfilled, and different ways that folks can continue to stay involved with the people that they are making fulfillments for, to better understand how that fits into the larger narrative of working towards that company, continuing to reach new milestones and new successes. And so yeah, we're really excited about what we're building. And, you know, I think, like we said earlier, this is such a exciting time to be working on exactly this.
Right.
When I think, you know, when we started, we really thought a lot about Shine Industry as a tool to celebrate new businesses and celebrate people as they're bringing ideas into the world. I think the thing that we've learned more than anything over the past 2 years is that we need to be celebrating resilience, and we need to be building in the tools for folks to celebrate and be a part of the resilience of small businesses as they're going through times of huge uncertainty, like we have seen in the past 2 years. And so that is top of mind, and I guess just more parties. I just keeps going back to that.
Yeah, talk to us more about business parties. I need more information on these parties, because I want to go to
So these business showers have been so much fun. We have now had many of our users host them on their own and tell us about them. And we've also worked with organizations who fall into like the entrepreneur support organization model, or like local co-working spaces, regional development groups, on business showers, which, as you alluded to in the meme, is very similar to just, you know, taking all the things that we like and enjoy about baby showers and bridal showers and whatnot, and repurposing them to support the entrepreneurs in our lives. And so we've been hosting a lot of these virtually. We have been playing some pretty goofy games, kind of in the style.
Like what?
One of my favorite ones is we put people into breakout rooms and have them write quick pitches for the company that we're celebrating, either around a new product launch or around some sort of like marketing plan. And then we give the founder an opportunity to listen and judge what other people have put together.
Competition, like here's who got it right.
Oh yeah, with prizes. And so, I mean, so I, you know, there's like honor and glory, but
so that sounds like a super fun game. But I do have to mention, so one of my favorite things to do with Innovator is listen to other people try to describe what we do.
Because
is it fun, but it's also a market research opportunity, like with our messaging and our marketing, like are we really saying what we want to say and what we need to say about who we are and what we do? And so it's always hilariously, well, there have actually been a couple of times when I've been like super pissed because I'm like, that's not even cool. But you weren't even trying that hard. I would never say that out loud, but in my head I'm just like, no. But
that's
usually,
good to know though. Yeah,
but usually it's a yes and proposition where somebody will be like, this is what Innovator does, and I'm like, yes. And and so that it's always just kind of a cue for me that like, hey, we are clearly messaging this piece well, but we might need to work on this piece over here. And so that is like, it's live action feedback that you're offering. Mm-hmm. That's really fun.
I love it because it's the feedback component. And I think it also is very fun to see people kind of have to put on the shoes of the person that they're showing up to support. I think that it's very funny and it's very goofy, and that's what it should be, right? And so we'll do a game like that one or something else, we'll also just like give a moment to just kind of like recognize folks in the room, give the moment for the founder to tell a little bit about like who they are, what they're building, what their story is. And then we try to do some gifting during the event as well. That's kind of like a very like basic version of what it looks like. But they're super fun, and we love hosting them with our partners. We also love just hearing about like the different ways that people get creative and get silly.
Well, so let me ask you this, because I'm not really sure how something works. And honestly, and I do want to highlight the fact that if you are interested in learning more about business showers, so Emily and her team, they roll out info sessions on a pretty regular basis, from what I understand. I plan on attending one. It's something that we're looking at doing with our Innovator members, because we think it's just a really cool thing to do. But tactically, I need to know this because I'm trying to figure out how this works. So it's not like you know, let's say 3 hours of marketing support. Like, that's not a tactile thing, right? It's not like you're, it's not like unwrapping a gravy boat. I love that you introduced gravy boat, by the way, because I keep on using the term gravy boat.
And fun that's to say. Fun for me.
But you know, you can't unwrap a service. And so what does that look like?
At the business hour, I mean, we'll do like the reveal on a PowerPoint or something. Okay. there are ways of making it fun for sure. Okay. I don't think we've used any sound effects like drum rolls or anything like that, but yeah, I mean, like anything else, like, and honestly, in some ways, I think that type of consultation support, which is something that we have gifted at a few showers at this point, like, I mean, it really makes such a big difference. I mean, I think like anyone who is bringing an idea into the world, like being able to be on the receiving end of something that is the right fit for the type of needs that you have, and also like in any way, like expanding your network or expanding the amount of support that you're getting, is hugely meaningful. And so, we might not be able to ever wrap those in gift paper, but you know, I don't think that we haven't had any complaints about the lack of ribbons.
It like some pretty significant workarounds that make it super fun, which is awesome. I was just curious, 'cause I was like, I don't know what that would look like. So I love all of this, and I do really quickly, I want to acknowledge and honor something, you know, something that I noticed while I was looking through your website, and something that, you know, we kind of have alluded to, but you talk about supporting in particular, you know, small business owners and entrepreneurs for sure, but in particular founders, female founders and founders of color. And so inclusivity is so, so important. And I do believe that marginalized founders deserve more support. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about your ethos there. Shine Registry, designed to support entrepreneurs, but I feel like you have a heart for inclusive support. And I want to give you the opportunity to expound on that a little bit.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that we know that there are resource gaps for entrepreneurs. And we know that those gaps are often based on gender lines and on racial lines. And
sure.
You know, we are building a new tool for support, and we want that support to be a part of the conversation of like how we can have creative solutions for folks to receive the support that they need if they're not receiving it through institutional pathways. You know, I don't think it's a mistake that crowdfunding is the only place where we see the gender gaps in fundraising close. I think that there are a lot of reasons that kind of play into that. And I think that it's something that we can really look to for best practices in the ways that we continue to build out our tools and continue to be a part of that conversation.
Yeah. No, I love that. Like anything we can do to democratize access to opportunity is how we refer to it around innovator tables is hugely important, because a rising tide lifts all boats. We talk about this on Startup, or at least I talk about this on Startup Hustle all the time, but as we see marginalized communities succeed, so we see them all succeed. You know, it's just, we're all interconnected. And I know that sounds really hippie woo woo, but you know, too bad.
Not at all. No, it sounds really important and really urgent, but yeah. Our world will look and feel better when we are, you know, supporting ideas that are being brought to us by what the world looks like. Right. And that isn't, we know that isn't something that exists right now because of an unequal playing field, and
sure.
Not woo-woo at all. Incredibly important, incredibly urgent.
I don't know. I live by that ethos, and I know so many people who do. But hashtag, hey, friends, I'm going to take a moment for this one. Hashtag representation matters. It fucking matters. It fucking matters. So, all right. So Emily, I got to ask you, and I'm really, really interested to hear the answer to this question, but I'm going to ask you, if you were stranded on a deserted island, here's your human question. If you were stranded on a deserted island, what three items would you take with you?
Oh, I get three. That's
get
exciting.
Three whole items.
I was expecting just one. I mean, I'm wondering how practical I should be. One item, something that I can start a fire with.
Okay.
a knife, maybe, and a good book. Yeah. Also, good book. Those will be my three.
Is there a particular book that you would want to take? Like, what's the book that you can read over and over again and still be entertained?
I would probably bring a book of poetry. Maybe Frank O'Hara Lunch Poems. Okay. I feel like poetry is something I could read and reread and be amused by over and over again.
Okay. I dig it. I actually just asked you two human questions. I feel like they kind of like organically connected to the other.
Little bonus. Yeah,
that's right. Well, I got to tell you, Emily, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us. This was really fun. I can't wait to host our first IHKC business shower, by the by. And I do have to tell you listeners at home that, as I said, I can see Emily and she just did like a celebratory little head motion and arm motion. So that made me really happy. But yeah, thank you so much for taking the time and thank you for the work that you do to support entrepreneurs.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. This was I haven't done a podcast in a while and I really appreciate the opportunity to sort of share a little bit more about our story with the folks who listen to yours. So thanks.
Absolutely. Well, and another thing that we appreciate here around Startup Hustle, we do appreciate our sponsors. Once again, today's episode of Startup Hustle was sponsored by Gusto. You can manage your HR needs. It is the way to go with Gusto. It's going to make it easier for you to onboard talent, handle payroll, support your people, which all of these things are time intensive and can be difficult when you have a million demands on your time. Gusto's platform is powered by advanced technologies, so talent management and payroll processing will never be the same. You can definitely try Gusto for free. We are super excited about that. Sign up at gusto.com/startup hustle and enjoy a 3-month free subscription. Also want to direct our listeners to our social media. We have a deep digital footprint at Startup Hustle. Check us out on Facebook. We have Startup Hustle Chat where you can connect with other entrepreneurs. You can find us on Instagram at Startup Hustle. Shocking. And we're also on LinkedIn. I'm sure that we're probably on a couple more channels, but those are the three I'm going to mention for now. Listeners, it has been an absolute joy to have this conversation with Emily, and I hope you enjoyed it. We are so grateful that you take the time to listen to us week after week, and we invite you to keep doing so. This is Lauren Conaway. I'm going to go ahead and sign off, and we will catch you on the flip side.
Startup Hustle is brought to you by Fullscale.io, helping you build a software team quickly and affordably. Make sure you reach down and hit that subscribe button, then come find us on Instagram. See you next time.